Leith. The voice at night said, "Don't mind me. Don't run each mistake across your tongue like a spoon of creme brulee. Don't slide open the overflowing bottom drawer. Don't unfold the neat green throw that holds the red wool plaits from her hair as the air of her scent expires, packed with a snapshot of her smiling, flattered to be found. Don't go out. Don't leave me here." I posted my keys through my own locked door, walked to the hilltop and eyed the spot where the sea began. The water tainted pink with sunrise as if bleeding from the strain of making day. This won't be easily solved, or soon. When we're rich, me and you still nothing but potential until we decide who you are. When sushi is not a reward, when we'll consume nothing but sushi, we will raise to ashes each building between our home and the sea. We will throw away our keys, yes, and strip off our clothes and our phones, our hair and skin and dander, should the fancy take us to the spot where the sea begins. Then keep going. Have the talk that will take the rest of our lives, and not drown. To drown is painful, and pain too much like hard work. But become that shadowy kingdom, forgetful, forgotten, notched by the claws of the herons on our skin, safe in the shallows and close to home.